Well, I think the irony probably could be that maybe because of his ministerial responsibilities, she might not have had enough time to attend to issues of his constituency. And we have seen this a number of times. Members of parliament who are elected from the communities and are appointed to ministerial responsibilities, due to the intensity at that level of the workload, some are not able to balance the government work together with the work of their constituencies. I'm not necessarily saying this might be the case with her, but I'm saying that that is what we have usually experienced in the past.
But could it also be a reflection on the government, because they serve in the government?
It cannot necessarily be a reflection on the government, because you have a number of cabinet ministers who have made it through to the next round. So you cannot take one or two isolated results and use that as a yardstick to the overall performance of the government.
But we are talking about 18 former MPs who are out. Tell me, how many altogether MPs do you have in your parliament?
We have 67 members of parliament, and so far 18 have bowed out. And of course, we are still expecting more casualties as we move forward to the next level, which is the final level of the election.
Who are the new people that are coming in? Where are they coming from?
They are coming from a very diverse background. We've got journalists, about 5 journalists that are running here. We've got sports personalities, there are about 7 of them. We've got 7 doctors, some veterinary doctors, some academic doctors, which are vying for these positions. And of course, we have about 3 former cabinet ministers who are also performed very well in the primary election.
Can we say that this is a guarantee that those who won the primaries will be elected?
Not at all. I'm saying we are still expecting more casualties and surprises in terms of who will squeeze in to the final stage. There is absolutely no guarantee that those who have made it through the primary elections will eventually make it to the chambers.
As you said, you have journalists coming in, you have even people, sports people. Can we say that the coming parliament is going to be more progressive?
Definitely it will. If they are able to push all the way to the final stage, it's going to be a vibrant parliament in my view, because it is bringing people who are already active in communities and in their societies. They more or less have a clue of what is the need of their communities and what is the need of the nation at this particular time. So I have got no doubt whatsoever in my mind that we are going to have one of the most active and vibrant members of parliament.
Does the king have any role in determining, for example, does he have any influence in who is going to make it to the final?
Absolutely nothing. No influence and decision to make as to who eventually wins the seat to parliament.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, my brother. Have a great day.